It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Let me remind you today that we're looking in the book of 2 Peter. And if at all possible, please have your Bible open. And of course, if you're in a car or something listening to this, you can't do that, but you can listen. But I would encourage you, when at all possible, have your Bible ready. 2 Peter chapter 1. Now, Peter talks to Christians by saying that they're to be stirred up by careful reminders and by his careful reminder. And that not only has to do with those Christians who were present during Peter's day, but that has to do with us as well. And we know that he starts here in verse 12 by giving a reminder. He said, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth." What Peter is telling believers here in verse 12 is, first of all, he would not be negligent to remind them and us of the things he has said. Well, then he says that he writes, what he writes is always to be a reminder. And he knew that these people he was writing to at that present time knew his admonitions. And we know them today by reading the Word of God. He said he knew that the people he was writing to were grounded in the truth, according to verse 12. And he goes on in verses 13 and 14, and he says this, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me." We as human beings have a tendency to forget things. We have a tendency not only to forget the bad things in life, but we have a tendency to forget the good things in life as well. And Peter is saying, don't forget the things of God. Remember the things of God. And he says here in verses 13 and 14 that while alive, he would keep reminding them, the people present at that time, of God's admonitions. In verse 13 and in verse 14, he says that he would soon die. He's going to be gone, and he wants them to keep on keeping on. He wants them to remember. And of course, we see that Christ had revealed to him his death, that he would die. In John chapter 21, verses 17 through 19, the Bible says this, "He saith unto them," well, that's Jesus speaking, "He saith unto them the third time," now he's speaking to Simon here, Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus saith unto him, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, "Follow me." This is Jesus, of course, speaking to Peter. Well, Jesus told Peter he was going to die in these verses that I just read in John chapter 21, verses 17 through 19. He told Peter that he was going to die, and the manner of his death, that he would die, and that when he did die, that he would glorify God, that this would be to the glory of God, in other words. And Peter talks about this in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 14. He said that Jesus had revealed to him how he would die. And I believe at this time, just before his death, that the Lord had revealed to him, "Yes, Peter, your time is short." Well, the prophecy that I told you about in John 21, 17 through 19 is about to happen, is what I believe Jesus had told Peter. Well, now in in the book of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15, the Bible says, "Moreover," and this is Peter speaking now, "moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance." Peter knew he was getting ready to give his life, and he wanted the people he was writing to there to remember things. He was endeavoring that not only those people, but we as well. He wanted us to know that we may be able, after Peter's gone, and we know he's gone, it's through his word that was pinned down, the word of God, to have these things always in remembrance. Well, the Bible brings things to our memory as we study the word. And here in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, Peter vigorously wanted believers to remember, even after his death, to always remember the admonitions he gave. Always remember the admonitions are from God, he's saying here in this verse. Well, Albert Barnes says this about what Peter is saying in 2 Peter 1:15. He says this, I will leave such a permanent record of my views on these subjects that you may not forget them. This is Albert Barnes speaking of what Peter, he's telling us what Peter was possibly saying here. He meant not only to declare his sentiments orally, but to record them that they might be perused when he was dead. This is Albert Barnes speaking. He had such a firm conviction, speaking of Peter, of the truth and value of the sentiments which he held, that he would use all the means in his power that the church and the world should not forget them. Well, Peter was strongly urging people then, and he's strongly urging us now, not to forget the things of God, to study the Word of God. Don't forget what God has done for us. And he continues on in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 and 18. Peter says, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount." Well, we see here that that it's made known, that Peter is making known the power and coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter's claim was, first of all, seen in verse 16. He was not being deceitful. He had not made up deceitful or cunning myths about the power and coming of Christ, but he personally viewed the Lord's awesome majesty. He was not going by word of mouth, something he had heard. He had actually seen these things, and he was admonishing people then. And he's admonishing us today that he's seen these things with his own eyes. Peter said he witnessed an example of the Lord's majesty and honor and glory on the Mount of Transfiguration. In Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, it says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light." And then in Mark chapter 9 and verse 2, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them." Then in Luke chapter 9, verses 28 and 29, it says, "And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering." Well, God must have thought this was very important because he mentions it 3 times here in the Gospels. And he also has Peter to mention it in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 and 8 through 18. What a glorious time that must have been for Peter to have witnessed this majesty of our Lord, of his glory and honor, as he heard from heaven, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Well, Peter knew that was coming from heaven. It was no earthly person that was saying this about the Son of God. It was none other than God the Father. Well, notice in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, Peter says there, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." Peter says here that we should pay attention to something in addition to his testimony in verse 19. He's telling us that we need to pay attention to the entire Word of God. All Scripture is given by God. All Scripture is inspired. In Psalm 119 and verse 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." We need to pay attention to Peter's testimony and the entire Word of God, not just to one section, but the entire Word of God. Peter continues on here by saying, pay attention until Christ return. It says in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 28, "And I will give him the morning star." Well, Revelation 22:16 says, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star." Christ is returning. Christ is coming back. Are you ready to meet him? Those of us who have trusted Jesus as our Savior, the Bible says that he's going to descend, and with the voice of the archangel will shout. It says that we're going to hear and shout, and Christ himself will say, "Come up hither." And those of us who name Jesus as our Savior will be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. But it's sad that those people who have never trusted Jesus as Savior, they're not going at that time. But there's coming an awful time when Jesus is going to say to those people who have never trusted him as Savior, "Depart from me, I never knew you. Depart from me into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." God did not prepare hell for you, for mankind. He prepared heaven. He says, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." That's to save people. That's to all people who will trust him. If you've never trusted him as Savior, you need to do so right now. Ask him to come into your heart. Realize that you're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That word "all" means you. If you've never trusted him, realize you're a sinner, and realize that you can be saved today by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. "Lord, I know I'm a sinner." Say that to him. "I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I want to go to heaven one day. I want to glorify you while I'm on this earth. Lord, save me. I cannot save myself. I'm willing for you to take my sin. Lord, take it from me so that one day I will see you personally." If you are saved, you need to be living for him. You need to be in his word and studying the word of God, as Peter has given us admonition from the word of God here as we've been studying. Trust Jesus to lead you and guide you.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.